At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Hello, Best Show.
Hey, Tom. It's Del Quivers from the Newbridge Tourism Board. I wanted to chime in on the snack topic, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
Now, I may be dating myself, and I don't know if you remember this, but I'll give it a shot. Do you remember a Sparrowhawks?
What are they?
A Sparrowhawks.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Basically, back in the late 70s, maybe the early 80s, they were trying to get kids to snack better, you know, to not do as much candy and that sort of stuff. So they started packaging. Basically, these were asparagus chunks formed into the shape of the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, and were they like packaged?
Yes. Yeah. They looked vaguely like the Hulk. I'm sure there were copyright issues. That's why they didn't really take off. But they were terrible. I actually had a couple. Just awful. Really bad.
So they were terrible. Yeah, that sounds truly disgusting. What was your name was Dell?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it was a worse snack for kids, though.
What's that?
Brussels things. Yeah.
And what's a Brussels thing?
Basically the same concept, but it was the thing in the made out of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's even worse. I thought a Sparrowhawks would have been the worst thing I've ever heard, but Brussels things takes the cake.
I would have preferred cake as a kid.
I'd prefer anything to a Sparrowhawks.
I know, it's true. Hey, speaking of food and snacks, I have some huge news that's guaranteed to make everyone listening go, "Oh wow, that is huge news."
Oh, okay. So it'll make people say, "Oh wow, that is huge news."
They will, yeah. I think you'll agree once you hear the huge news.
So once I hear this, I'm going to say, "Oh wow, that is huge news."
Yeah, because at first you'll be a little bit doubtful that, you know, oh, this guy's really overselling this idea that's probably going to be pretty small. But like once I lay it on, you're going to go, "Oh no, that was huge news."
Okay, all right, well, I'm ready, Del.
All right. Well, in an effort to get more tourism into Newbridge, the Newbridge Foodie Federation has put together something very exciting, and I need to ask you just for, I'm required to ask this. Are you strapped in?
I am strapped in.
Have you doffed your helmet? Wait, is it doffed or donned?
Don. Doff would be to take it off, right?
Yes, you're right. Yes, it is donned.
I have donned my helmet.
Don Henley seems kind of mean, right?
Yeah, kinda. I would say just remove the word kinda from that. He seems so miserable. You'd think a guy, a handsome, talented guy whose band became one of the biggest bands ever, would at some point, and then manage an incredibly successful solo career when he wasn't in the right. Eagles. You'd think he would give off the vibe of maybe enjoying something at some point.
I know. Yeah. I think he likes telling people about like the pond that he's saving. I think that's where he gets his kicks.
Yeah, I guess he does get his pond kicks is what he gets.
Pond kicks. That should be an album title. I'll jot that down in case I ever run into him.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, perfect. You don your helmet.
Okay. So, here we go. I am proud to announce, drum roll, the Newbridge restaurant run.
The Newbridge restaurant run.
Yes, and as far as I know, this is the first ever restaurant tour to happen in Newbridge. There was one in East Westbridge, now that I think about it. I think it was around 2017, but it was ruined by this carload of dirtbags who drove alongside the participants for the entire, whatever, 2 or 3 miles it was, berating them all the way with phrases like, "You guys, SD... S my D, L my H, I want a W your F with my N," all over a small PA system that was attached to the roof of their car. Very rude.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, ruined it. Totally ruined it. I don't get where kids get off doing that sort of thing. It's really, I don't know, it's depressing.
It's very disappointing.
Very disappointing, yeah. So...
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Yeah, well, so that's what they're kicking off. What now?
The restaurant run.
The restaurant run.
Yes. Yeah.
I gotta say,
it's exciting. Right?
What's that?
It's exciting, right?
It is exciting. I will say, oh wow, that is huge news. You called it on that because
right.
It is huge news because things have been pretty down, you know, and yep. I think a food tour is a great, it's the right time for that idea.
I'm glad you think so. I'm glad you think.
Yeah, that's perfect timing.
Yeah,
I mean, because seriously, I mean, just think about Newbridge and the sheer amount of restaurants in town and the difficult time that so many of them have had since all the COVID stuff happening.
It's been terrible, you know, and we lost a handful of legendary restaurants over the last year and a half, you know, restaurants like off the top of my head, the Macaroni Mutiny, Mother Shucker's Oyster House, Ye Old Pudding Palace, and of course Flagrance, the Quin Cities only quarter Michelin star restaurant. That was really tough to lose that one.
Those are huge losses.
Yeah, yeah. But Tom, fear not, because there is a plethora of high quality restaurants still remaining. And several new ones that are about to become just as synonymous with Newbridge as Muffler Row, Kern Pharmaceuticals, and the old Viking burial ground out by Jill's Erotic Literature Emporium. So it's going to be good stuff. And now, I got to say, the eating tour is still in the planning stages, but we've already got hard and semi-hard commitments from several great eating establishments.
Mm-hmm. Maybe is there a way to not have hard or semi-hard as a determinator of commitment?
Well, what about flaccid? No, not flaccid.
Worse.
Okay, well, all right, let me think about this. Maybe I'll get back to you on this, but that's what I got so far.
Okay.
That's all I have in my quiver, to use a pun of my own name, of course. That's funny.
Sure, because your name is Del Quivers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No relation to Robin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's your business.
It is. So, up first, we got Sal's Lads, which is, of course, the new salads-only restaurant that Sal Kernelino has had in the works ever since he was nearly rubbed out in that 2018 turf war between the Kernelinos and their arch rivals, the Petitucci's. You know, Sal and his sons, I guess they're the lads in the restaurant's name, Sal's Lads, which it's unwieldy if you ask me, but that's the only real sore point I have with the place. You know, they've really outdone themselves with this fine eating establishment located on Stinkberry Street in the heart of Guido Town. Sorry, I dropped my wallet. Yeah, sorry about that. You know, I've eaten there once, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this place makes Colonel Jessup's Salad Plantation look like a rundown cafe that only serves day-old Soylent Green.
No, that's a bold statement.
Right, it really is. It really is. You know, I guess we should tell the people who sign up for this tour to bring their dirty clothes, because one of the stops is the Quin Cities only combination hamburger joint and laundromat. That's right, the hamburger hamper.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've ever eaten there, but what a surprise it'll be for those who've never eaten at the hamburger hamper, because when they realize that their French fries are kept piping hot, not under heat lamps, but inside of hamburger hampers fully functioning clothes dryers. And I do want to warn everybody that not all the dryer sheets are edible.
But some of them are?
I think like three of the seven that they use there are. Yeah, they don't really mark which ones are and aren't. So that's, I don't know, maybe they get some sort of fun out of that. I don't know.
Out of not marking which ones are edible?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds very risky.
A little questionable now that you put it that way.
Yeah, I would probably just tell people in general to refrain from eating any of them in case they're eating the inedible ones.
I will say the edible ones are supposed to be scrumptious, so might be worth the chance. I don't know.
Now I'm going to say, I'm going to respectfully say it's probably not worth the chance.
Okay. All right. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Remember how when you were a kid, you loved to eat a hot fudge sundae out of a miniature batting helmet?
Oh, do I ever? Yeah.
It was like the most fun ever, right?
It was so much fun. To have a little batting helmet filled with ice cream and then hot fudge and all the fixins, the wet walnuts and all that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the walnuts, yes. Oh, I miss
right? those wet walnuts.
Oh, the wet ones. The wet nuts are the best nuts, Tom.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Well, look. The Tiny Hat Bistro takes that to a level unheard of until what I'm about to say just now. That's a weird sentence, but literally every morsel is served in the kind of tiny hat worn by hard ska music stars the Mighty Mighty Bosstones and power pop purveyors the Yes, the No, and the Maybe. How's that for cool?
So it is Tiny Hat. What is it now?
It's the Tiny Hat Bistro.
The Tiny Hat Bistro and the... The hats are, they're little helmets, but they're made of like pork pie hats.
Cloth. Yes, they're pork pie hats, but they're cloth. They're not, that's kind of the cool thing is that it retains, you know, the vibe of the actual pork pie hat. They're not plastic.
So you're eating out of an actual pork pie hat.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And
yeah, I don't know about that one.
There's even 7 different types of tiny hats made especially for each of the Tiny Hat Bistro's signature dipping sauces.
Dipping. So you're going to have dipping. Doesn't the sauce like soak through the hat?
Probably. Is that bad?
It's not good.
Well, maybe they put the tiny hats on plates.
No, that's true.
Harder.
Maybe they do, and then it's not a big. Then it's like a bread bowl.
Yeah, maybe they're hard or semi-hard bread bowls.
Hmm. Okay. Again, with the hard and semi-hard, but that's fine. Any other places?
Yes. Hear ye, hear ye! Hunger is in session at Judge Montgomery Davies Hot Dog Court.
Oh, so okay. So Judge Montgomery Davies, the infamous judge in Newbridge who has been plagued by scandal.
Look, Tom, we all make mistakes, and Judge Davies made a difference. I keep dropping this wallet, and it falls directly under the couch. What's that? That's not Schrodinger's law. What is that called? When something Schrodinger's cat was the cat that couldn't stop eating. What was it, pudding out of a bowl? Something like that.
It was something like that. Yeah. I mean, I think you got food on the brain here, Dell.
I think I do, too. Yeah. But like I was saying, we all make mistakes, and Judge Davies made a doozy when he was caught doing the devil's business under his robe some 20 years ago. But what if I told you that Judge Davies has channeled the same obsessiveness and ingenuity with which he fashioned his now legendary device into making the best tasting wieners to ever invade your mouth?
What would I say to that?
Yes.
I'd say, do you guys take credit cards?
See, you're into it. You're into it.
Yeah.
And Tom, don't be alarmed. That whoosh followed by a dull thud coming from the kitchen is only Judge Davies racing through the kitchen with a fresh batch of links and plopping them right on that grill.
Now you're talking my language.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
That's right. I saved the best for last. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The batter butler is back.
The batter butler, that's a name I have not heard in many, many years.
Right. And for those who don't remember, the batter butler was a special kind of deep frying device that was used exclusively at Ye Olde Burger Barn, which was, of course, the hottest spot in Newbridge back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a popular place.
Super popular. You couldn't get in there without like a 4-month reservation. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And everything on the menu, from apps to dessert, was plunged in fat enhanced batter and dropped in one of the batter butlers. They even served deep fried beer, from what I remember.
Wow, I don't remember that, but that sounds intriguing.
Look, I honestly don't remember why Ye Olde Burger Barn was shut down. It was probably because a busboy fell into a fryer drain after our gang initiation, but that's not important. What is important is that the batter butlers are back up and running with even thicker batter. Can you say yummers, Tom?
Yeah, sure can.
Would you say it once?
Oh, you literally want me to say yummers.
I do. Yay,
yummers.
Thank you. And look, so it's back up and running. And because the word butler has negative connotations now, the restaurant has been renamed in a way that spotlights the deep fryers, but it also has both feet firmly implanted in the 21st century.
Well, that's good. That's good. What is the new name?
The batter indentured servant.
Oh, well, that's so much more offensive than butler. Oh my God! No, that's a.
Oh wait, you know, now that you say it, it does have a bad ring, and I think if I see Don Henley, I'll probably bring it up to him as well.
You're sure pinning a fair amount of business on this meetup with Don Henley.
You never know. You never know. I know a guy who was just hanging out outside of I guess it was a Cumberland Farms, maybe up in. Gosh, where was it? It was somewhere in the beach area of New Jersey. Who does he run into? Danny Federici.
Okay, who plays in the E Street Band.
He did, yeah. He passed on.
Played in the E Street Band.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So you never know.
No, you don't. You don't. It's exciting to the people that are out, the famous people that are out and about. You never know. So maybe you will run into Don Henley. Now you have two pieces of business to discuss with him.
It's true. You know, I like how you think, son. And while I have you here, there are actually several slots on this restaurant tour that have not been filled. And, I'm curious what Newbridge restaurants you might like to see on this thing?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an interesting question. Let me give that some thought. I mean, off the top of my head, there's a seafood place, Lance Bass's Lance Bass. I like that place a fair amount. House of Pizza Crust is good. Doug Llewellyn's Sushi Pit, Just Eat It. Bob Bogle Jr.'s Gravy Hut, The Tie They Are a Servin', Don Shula's Dumpling Hole, Hose of Soup, Hippie Johnny's Bread, Bread and More Bread, Dog Food But for People, Cherokee Park's Donut Lean To, and Hunk of Goo. I also like that place.
What do they serve there?
Just a hunk of goo.
Like, what is it? I've driven by it like 20 times, and I don't want to go in, but I'm very curious.
It's good. I have no idea what it is. And it's funny because I generally consider myself somebody who does not eat meat. I eat fish, but I'm not sure if I'm eating meat when I eat there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. What does it taste like? Are there various flavors, or is it all just goo?
There's two. There's two flavors, and they I'm not even sure what they are. There's just they have numbers.
Well, I got to check it out. And I do have to say, these are all great ideas, and I will definitely be in contact with these establishments in the next couple of days to get them on board.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, this is a very exciting thing you're putting together, and I mean, I personally, I really look forward to actually participating in the restaurant run.
I'm so excited to hear that. And I think you're going to love it. And don't worry, it's not until the July 4th weekend, so you've got plenty of time to train.
Train?
Yeah.
Wait, this is some sort of, what, competitive eating thing?
No, don't be silly. It's nothing like that.
Okay.
Just think of it as I don't know, like a 10K run, but you stop every half mile to eat a bunch of food.
Wait, hold. So when you said it was called a food and fun run, I thought you meant run as in, you know, like a jaunt, like a, or a stroll.
Oh, no. No, it's an actual run. It's a race, but it's just, you know, it's a run where you also eat a ton of food all the time. And I do want to say you are required to eat everything on your plate at each stop, or you have to go back to the beginning and start at the first restaurant all over again.
Well, that's a very troubling thing to hear, especially when so many of these restaurants that were listed are over on Everest Boulevard, which is the,
right.
I mean, everybody knows it's the steepest street in North America. And I mean, that actually now feels, I was going to say it was unsafe, but now it's dangerous. That seems dangerous to me.
Well, don't worry. All those restaurants are going to be on the ascent. So you will have to run up Everest. But I think that just adds to the excitement. And, you know, if you hurl, that just means there's more food for you at the next stop.
Well, that's okay. That's, I don't like that.
Well, I should say this. I've seen a video of a similar restaurant run that took place recently in El Paso, and it was intense. And you absolutely will technicolor yawn several times during the race. So just be prepared.
That's disgusting. I don't like that at all. That's disgusting.
Okay, well, hopefully this will make up for it. Each participant will be furnished with a commemorative restaurant run overflow bucket at a very nominal fee.
Well, an overflow bucket. But what nominal fee are we talking about here? What?
$245. Why?
$245. Can I ask how much it costs to participate in the actual restaurant run?
I don't have the figures here in front of me, but I think it's around $50, maybe? $50? $45?
Okay. Del, I got to say, it seems like the real reason you're doing this whole restaurant run thing is because it seems like you're actually looking to sell a lot of buckets.
Hey, is it my fault I'm Del Quivers, the CEO of Quivers Buckets and Troughs?
Is it your fault? Well, I mean, yeah. No, it's not your fault that you are, but you're clearly doing this to line your pockets. I mean, and on top, and by doing it, you're putting a lot of people's health in real jeopardy.
You know what? I don't like your attitude. And as punishment, I'm going to make sure you do not have access to a commemorative bucket. You're going to have to spew into your hands.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Look, if you think I'm going anywhere near this event, which is just a lawsuit waiting to happen, you are insane.
Hey, fine with me. I've already got your entrance and bucket fee, so I don't care.
You have my entrance and bucket fee. You collected it already?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how is that even remotely possible since I haven't given you any information?
Oh, I'm also Del Quivers, CEO of Quivers Credit Card Services.
Credit card? Well, what services are you providing through your credit card service? What?
We snoop out credit card numbers and provide them to our customers.
Uh-huh. And you provide the credit card information to your customers. And who might be your customers? Mm-hmm. What?
Bad guys.
Bad guys. Well, that's terrible, Del. That's just terrible.
Maybe you're terrible.
Maybe I'm terrible. Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you're maybe you're terrible.
I don't think so.
You don't know? Well, Adele, I got to tell you, if you're going to do this, you're just creating a climate of. You're taking a real situation and you're doing very bad things with it.
That makes me feel bad. I never really felt bad before. Now, I feel bad.
Now you feel bad.
Man. It's like for the first time.
This is the first time you felt bad?
Yeah. I'm 62 and this is the first time I've ever really felt bad. Weird feeling.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling, huh? Better late than never, I guess.
I don't know.
Do know, and this is very troubling, and it's very it's bad news, and I'm really disappointed in anyone who is involved in this.
Oh, there's only one thing that can make me not feel bad right now.
What's that?
Rancid.
Wait, what is it?
Rancid.
Rancid. Oh, you're listening to Rancid? And he hung up. Guy plays Rancid on the way out. Wow. Well, that is something I will not be taking part of. Will not participate in that. No way, no day.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. and the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow, and follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.